Hey there, everybody. It's Kenny Pratt here. Thanks for joining me in this fifth of five sessions in the Effective Follow-Up Workshop. So in this session, we're going to talk about how to use additional communication channels like voicemail, email, and text messaging to facilitate your follow-up efforts. So I'm just warning you guys, this is a lengthy session. So we're going to break the audio up into two parts about halfway through. And like I always say, if you're listening to the audio version, I know you're busy. The most effective way is to just take some notes and write down your thoughts as you go so you don't have to continually re-listen to the audio version. And if you want a review, then you can A, listen to the audio again, or B, check out the written version. And also be sure to work through the Fast Action Workbook after you've consumed the main content here. So let's jump right in. So follow-up, first of all, is more than a phone call. To keep things simple, in sessions 2, 3, and 4, I purposely left out the detail we're going to cover here about using voicemail, email, and text messages to augment your follow-up efforts. So in this session specifically, that's what we're going to cover, this voicemail, email, and text messaging. And we're going to look at first some overarching recommendations regarding these channels of communication, and then we're going to relate them back to one or more of the three specific scenarios we covered in session 2, 3, and 4. All right, so first we're going to cover voicemail. So it's a given that your attempts to follow up via phone are not always going to result in an immediate conversation. Let's just talk about voicemail, because some people are hesitant to leave a voicemail because they don't know what to say, and others leave horrendous voicemail that actually discourages people from calling back. So when attempting to follow up by phone, I do recommend that you leave a message. It lets the prospect know that you're trying to contact them, and it's really the professional thing to do. Calling repeatedly and never leaving a message at best runs the risk of coming across as insecure, and at worst, you seem like a stalker. So here's a common scenario. You have a prospective customer who's shopping around, and you offer to call them back later with a better deal, like we outlined in session 2. And you call back later that day to let the prospect know that you in fact can, you know, get them a better deal than what you discussed previously, but they don't answer and you have to leave them a message. So now what? So let's talk about the specifics of the message you leave when your prospect is still shopping and you're trying to intercept them before their decision deadline. Let's assume that you used the quote-unquote better deal approach or tactic that we outlined in session 2, and you have their permission to follow up. So in this case, your voicemail message will sound something like this. Hi Jamie, this is Kenny from Super Deluxe Storage. We talked earlier today when you were shopping around, and I'm just getting back with you like you asked. I have great news. I got approval for a fantastic deal, so please call me and we can go over the details. I'll be available until 6 tonight, and I will be returning tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. My number is 916-555-1212. Once again, that's 916-555-1212, and I'll talk to you soon. All right, so let's break down this message into its parts, okay? So even if you're going to say things differently, you can make sure you have all of the pieces. Kind of unpack it, so I can show you what I'm doing with each phrase. So first, you're going to remind them who you are. And that's where I said, hi Jamie, this is Kenny from Super Deluxe Storage. Pretty straightforward. Second, remind them that they asked you to call them. So that's where I said, we talked earlier today when you were shopping around, and I'm just getting back with you like you asked. Third, let them know that you're able to get them a great deal. And that's where I said, I have a great news. I got approval for a fantastic deal. Next, you're going to ask them to call you. Simply, please call me. We can go over the details. Fifth, let them know when you're going to be available. That's where I said, I'll be available until 6 tonight, and I'll be returning tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Sixth, leave your phone number slowly. That's where I gave my number the first time. And lastly, repeat your number a second time. That's where I said again, that's 916-555-1212. Talk to you soon. And I'll just tell you, repeating your number may sound a little bit awkward to you, but that's only because you're so familiar with your number. I mean, so often I get phone calls from people who leave me their number and they just jam through it from start to finish, and it's really annoying to have to like rewind your voicemail to try to make sure you didn't miss a number in there somewhere as you're trying to scribble it down. So trust me on this one. You're just making it easier on your prospect to return your call, and it's always a good idea to make it easy for your prospects to do what you want them to do. So let's take another alternative. We just talked about kind of the better deal approach. So let's take another alternative when you have a shopper and you've used that meet or beat approach that we outlined in session 2. So in that case, you would say something like, "Hi Jamie, this is Kenny from Super Deluxe Storage. We talked earlier today when you were shopping around, and I'm just getting back to you. I'm ready when you are to blast the competition's prices. I'll try again a little later. I'll be available until 6 tonight, and I'll be returning tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. You can reach me at 916-555-1212. That's 916-555-1212, and I'll talk to you soon." Okay, so in this case, since you're trying to elicit a response from the prospect, because these people are shopping, right, you want them to call back, I purposely use some evocative language like "blast the competition's prices" or "approval for a fantastic deal." This is the final hour when your prospect is making buying decisions. This may not be your natural tendency to be kind of so pompous or so salesman-y, but I'm asking you to stretch just a little, move beyond kind of logic, and stick a foot in the realm of emotion. This is the time when you want to pull out all the stops so that you can reconnect with this prospect before it's too late. Okay, so let's shift gears here and talk about voicemail specifics for when the prospect's made a reservation. So this is those easy times when you've got an appointment set up. So when your prospect has made a reservation within a week, you're generally just calling to confirm the appointment. And in this scenario, an effective voicemail would sound something like this. "Hi Sam, this is Kenny from Super Safe Storage. I'm calling to confirm our appointment for tomorrow at 3 p.m. I have that time set aside for you. Will you please call me to confirm that tomorrow at 3 will work for you, or to let me know that you'd like to reschedule? I'll be available until 6 tonight, and I'll be returning tomorrow at 9 a.m. So please call me at 916-555-1212. And one more time, that's 916-555-1212, and I'll talk to you soon." So let's break down this message into its parts so you can know how it's all put together. So first, you're reminding them who you are. That's where I said, "Hi Sam, this is Kenny from Super Safe Storage." Second, just let them know you're confirming the appointment. Third, remind them when you have them scheduled. And that's where you say, "I'm calling to confirm our appointment for tomorrow at 3 p.m. Fourth, let them know that you have the time set aside for them. The point here is to make them feel like you've done something for them and that they should reciprocate by honoring the appointment or giving you a courtesy call to reschedule. And that's where I just explicitly tell them, "Hey, I've got this time set aside for you." Fifth, ask them to call you to verify the appointment or to reschedule. "Will you please call me to confirm that tomorrow at 3 will work? Or will you please let me know if you'd like to reschedule?" Sixth, let them know when you'll be available. "I'll be available until 6 tonight, and I'll be returning tomorrow at 9 a.m. Seventh, leave your phone number slowly, like we talked about before. And lastly, repeat your number a second time. Okay, but now there's those people who want to rent with you or have indicated a desire to rent with you, but their appointment or their need for storage is more than a week away. It's 2, 3, 4, or months down the road. And you're just trying to stay in touch with these people. So when you're trying to stay in touch with these prospects who have indicated their need for storage is more than a week away, you'll be either trying to keep them engaged, or you may be just attempting to firm up what you have as a very tentative appointment. So a voicemail message in this scenario would sound something like this. "Hi, Mrs. Smith. This is Jimmy from Massive Fortress Storage. I'm calling to let you know that we started a special where we're giving away a few free boxes to our new customers. I thought you might want to know because I thought you might be in the middle of packing. I also want to firm up our tentative appointment for next week, so please give me a call. I'll be available until 6 tonight and again starting at 9 tomorrow morning. I look forward to talking. My number is 916-555-1212. And again, that's 916-555-1212. And I'll talk to you soon." All right, so once again, let's walk through this basic template. First, you're going to tell them who you are. Second, you're telling them why you're calling. And I outlined 6 reasons you might want to call to stay in touch in session 4 in case you skipped it. You might want to go back and check that out. So in this case, I said, I'm calling to let you know that we started a special where we're giving away a few free boxes to our new customers. I thought you might want to know because I thought you might be in the middle of packing. That's what I said in this case. So next, you're going to let them know you're trying to firm up the upcoming appointment if that's appropriate. So in this case, I said, I also want to firm up our tentative appointment for next week. You're going to ask them to call you. Fifth, you're going to let them know when you're available. So like I've said in the previous messages, I'll be available until 6 tonight and again tomorrow at 9 a.m. Sixth, you're going to leave your phone number slowly. And then lastly, you're going to repeat your phone number again. So sometimes you leave a message and you want them to call you back, especially like those times when your prospective customer is still shopping or when you need to firm up the appointment, but they don't call you back right away. So if your prospective customer is still shopping, for example, then now is not the time to wait and just give up and hope for a return phone call. Yes, there is a time to just be patient and wait, but we haven't quite got there yet. So when your prospect is still shopping, I recommend that you call on the appointed follow-up day and for 2 consecutive days thereafter. You know, you leave a message each time because it is more professional and less stalker-like, and it's more effective at putting some pressure, some gentle pressure, on the prospect to call you back. So these messages would sound, you know, basically a repeat of the first message with just another reason for the additional call. So for example, I would say something like, Hi Jamie, this is Kenny from Super Deluxe Storage, following up on our conversation yesterday. I'm just trying you again this morning to see if now is a better time to talk. You have a great deal waiting for you here, and I'll try you again this afternoon. And in the meantime, you can reach me at 916-555-1212. Again, that's 916-555-1212, and I'll talk to you soon. So I know you might be thinking that calling for 2 days after the initial follow-up attempt is a lot. You know what? And you're right. It is. It would be too much, probably, if you didn't get their permission to call them. The wonderful thing is that if you're getting their permission to follow up and you are persistently leaving messages like I'm recommending here, you probably won't really need to leave them for 2 consecutive days. They're probably going to call you back sooner. But if you have called for 2 consecutive days and left messages and have yet to get a call back, well, now it's time to give them a break. So a good rule of thumb here is just to lay off until the day before their storage deadline or 1 week beyond your last follow-up attempt, whichever comes sooner. If their need for storage is still several weeks away, then go ahead and stick with your once-a-week schedule moving forward. And this will help you stay on their radar if they're still in decision-making mode, and it'll help you stay connected with them without being annoying. This tactic of calling several times can be useful even if your prospective customer seems more committed. There are times when you really do want a response from them. For example, you might have only a vague sense of their timing for moving forward, and now the date that they indicated they need the storage is fast approaching, and you'd like to reinforce their commitment by working with them to make some more specific plans. In this case, multiple messages is a way to gently push them toward returning your call. So it's likely you'll be making several follow-up attempts, and sometimes, despite your best efforts, some people may just plain ignore you, and I know that can sometimes get a little frustrating. But your frustration must never show. Okay, so your attitude during follow-up should always be light and friendly. Your voice and your demeanor should never come across as angry or annoyed that the prospect hasn't returned your call. You should have the mindset that you're following up for their benefit and to make their life easier and to save them the hassle of having to contact you. You do want them to call you back because you want their business, of course, but you want them to feel like you're helping them on their terms. Okay, so this is where we're going to pause. To make it easy on you, I'm breaking up the audio into 2 parts, and we're going to continue in part 2 with a discussion. Move the discussion to email and text messaging. So this is Kenny Pratt in the first part of session 5. And in a minute, I'll see you in part 2.